हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ केनेषितम् पतति प्रेषितम् मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैति युक्तः केनेषिताम् वाचमिमाम् वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कौ देवो युनक्ति। श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सबुप्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्चधीराः प्रेत्यास्माल्लोकादमृता भवन्ति। न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति नो मनो न विद्मः न विजानीमो यथैतदनुशिष्याद् अन्यदेव तद्विदितादथो अविदितादधि। इति शुश्रुमपूर्वेषाम् येनस्तद्व्याच चक्षिरे। Having seen two beautiful in-depth definitions of Brahman, the Atma, the truth obtaining in every individual, because of mere presence of which alone, all subtle aspects become conscious, functional, enjoy life. Therefore, that it was this beautiful indirect definition of the Atma was given in the second and third mantras. And having given that beautiful definition in the fourth mantra, the Acharya says, that Atma, that subtlest innermost essence, because of whose mere presence alone everything functions, that is Brahma. That is the truth of the whole. The formless reality is the truth of the whole, not any form, anything which is meditated upon. Very careful here. When Upanishad says, I see the mantra first. Yadvachanabhyuditam yena vagabhyudyate tadeva brahmatvam vidhi nedam edidam upasate. Kim tad brahma? What is that brahma? Brahman may understand that Brahman to be that because of which alone the organ of speech is activated, because of which the organ of speech utters words, and because of which alone words become spoken, uttered. That is Brahma. Na idam yadidam upasate. Not this. Anything which you worship. So any form which you worship, which you meditate upon, is what now? Na idam yad idam upasate. Say, that which is worshipped is, that which is worshipped is upasya devata. And the worshipper is upasakaha. Now this upasya upasaka bhedaha asti in the meditation. This meditator meditated upon A worshipper worshipped, difference is there in the worship. Whereas Brahman is one whole, the divisionless whole. It has to be understood. So what is implied here is, this any form of worship, any meditation, definitely has to be validated. It is not some useless discipline. It's a discipline. Therefore, definitely Upanishad does not condemn or criticize the meditation or upasana worship. Upasana worship is important at the same time. It's very important to understand that any form worshipped alone is Brahma. Because we get emotionally entangled with the object of worship. The object of worship, Brahman is not just that any given form which is worshipped. Therefore here, in this context, in the context of upasanam, we understand in the context of upasanam, there upasanam has to be understood properly, understand the benefit of it, value of it. But in the context of the absolute reality, we should understand reality also correctly. So reality is that is what is actually the truth, Brahman, because of which all subtle aspects function. It is not that any form which is worshipped. Brahman is not any of the forms which is worshipped. So, when we say there is Upasya Devata, that form, any given form, Upasya Devata, which stands for the whole. Upasya Devata is a symbol which stands for the whole, actually is inclusive of the Upasaka. The whole is inclusive of the Upasaka. But in Upasanam, the division is maintained. In fact, the worship, the meditation should culminate. Devotion, worship, everything should culminate in understanding the divisionlessness between the Upasaka and the Upasya Devata. Upasya, Upasaka, Abhedam should be understood. Abhedaha should be understood. Understanding the non-difference, non-separateness between Upasakaha and the Upasya Devata is the culmination of any worship. Therefore, it is said here, Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi, we understand that Brahman, not anything worship. So we let us see the Bhashyam here. We started already seeing that. Yadi Chaitanya Matra Sattakam. See, Satta means existence. Satta also means existence. Sattakam means, he talks about the organ of speech. So that which, this Chaitanya Matra Sattakam, that which exists is, that which is there as the very existence is pure consciousness. That which is there as existence is pure consciousness. And vacha, yad vacha, vak iti. So yad vacha, the word vacha, anabhyuditam. Yad vacha anabhyuditam. That absolute reality, Brahman, obtaining as the innermost essence, is not uttered, not revealed by any speech, not revealed by a word. So he's explaining then, he takes the word vacha. Bhagavad-pada explains what takes the word vacha. Vacha is the third case form of walk. So he says walk. What is walk? So Brahman is not something revealed by the speech means. He explained what is walk. Vag iti jihva muladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. See, vishaktam is equal to nishiktam. Nishiktam means what? Placed, located. So vishaktam, okay, firmly fixed, fastened, tied. It's all the meanings. Located. Jihva mooladishu ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. So, the speech is that, the walk is that which is placed at jihva mula ashtasu sthaneshu vishaktam. Placed at 8 points, 8 places, 8 points. What are they? Jihva mooladi. Jihva mooladishu ashtasu. Placed in 8 points such as the root of the tongue, etc. So let us understand what are those 8. Acharya has not mentioned. He assumed that we all know that. He thinks a kindergarten lesson, he does not need to teach us. But let us understand. So jihva moolam is the tongue. Then you can say throat, head, chest, teeth, nose, lips, and palates. I'll text you with the proper even sutrams. See, palates first we can say kantaha, kantaha, throat. The sthanani we are given here, akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. Kuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. We say gutturals, no? The gutturals, we say, there are some, let sounds are gutturals, because kantaha is one place. Ichu yashanam taluhu. Then e, cha cha ja ja nya. For all that we say taluhu, palate. So throat is a, ha, ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. They're all gutturals, so throat is the place. Ichyashanam taluha. I. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. For all these sounds, we say palate. I should not go to this class, but still let me do it. Rish. Riturashanam murdha. R. Ta, ta, da, dha, na. All, we say murdha. No, cerebrals. So murdha, head. So throat, palate, head. Then we say lips also. The lips. Upadhmaniyanam oshtau. When you say f. Upadhmani means f. Pa, etc. Upadhmaniyanam. So, upu padmaniyanam oshtau. Upu padmaniyanam oshtau. Ukar u. Then f. You can say pa pa ba bha ma. So all oshtau lips. Lips then. Nyamangananam nyanasika. All nasals. Nyamangananam nasika. Then nose is the next place. All for all nasals. So this is how chest, throat, head, and we have say jihvamulyasya jihvamulam, the root of the tongue is, when you say kh, that is jihvamulam. Then anuswarasya nasika, again nose is for the anuswara. Okay, they haven't added. A-I-O-O, whatever, Kantataluhu. The extra they didn't say, only eight he is mentioning, main eight things. So, Jihwa, then the throat, the head, teeth, nose, lips, passing chest. So these are the Ashtasthanani. So, Vagiti, Jihwa Muladishu, Ashtasusthaneshu, Vishaktam. So, speech, the word is that which is located, this organ of speech, located in this eight points. And Agneyam, Agneyam is what? This organ of speech. The devata of organ of speech is Vagindriyam, is individual power. The Samashti Shakti, Samashti Indriyam, Samashti Vagindriyam is said to be Agnihi, Agni Devata. Therefore, Vyashti is always blessed by Samashti. In Vyashti Indriyam, the individual power is always presided over by, blessed by the total power. And here, Indriyam is Agnihi, therefore Agneyam. And this organ of speech, which is presided over, by blessed by the Devata, Agni Devata, fire. And this, it is this organ of speech, obtaining in these eight points, blessed by the Devata Agnihi alone, Varnanam Abhivyanjakam Karanam, it is the instrument which serves as a revealer of sounds, revealer of the words. Or that which brings the sounds to light. It's the instrument which brings the sounds, the words to light. Yes, Varnaha cha Artha Sankheta. Until then, audio has explained. Varnaha cha Artha Sankheta Parichinnaha. So, Varnaha means sounds. Sounds in the form of alphabets. So, Varnaha here means the letters. So, the sounds in terms of alphabets constitute what? Words. And the words are Artha Sanketa Parichinnaha. The words which are formed of alphabets Parichinnaha are limited by Artha Sanketa, respective meaning. So the word book cannot mean anything other than the book. This is what is said to be the words formed of the alphabets are limit. We can say any word. Artha Sanketa Parichinna. Limited by the respective denoted meaning. Etavantaha evam krama prayuktaha iti. And these words, krama prayuktaha, kramena prayuktaha. So they are also used in order. Krama prayuktaha. So etavantaha, the words are only this much means what? The words are of this much capable. The words are capable only this much, that they are formed of letters and they are capable of revealing their respective denoted meaning. And krama prayuktaha. And they are produced in order. Which word comes first, which word comes later? So like that, they're used in proper order also. Kramena prayuktaha. He's talking about words. What is a word? What's organ of speech? He's explaining all that. Okay. Having said that, so yetavantaha varnaha cha artha sanketa parichinnaha. Artha sanketaha means denoted specific meaning. So every word is limited by its respective meaning. Therefore, what? They are only of this much capable. Evam in this manner, krama prayuktaha, they are used in proper order. Evam iti, evam tad abhivyangyaha shabdaha. In this manner, abhivyangyaha shabdaha. This word revealed, brought to light by that organ of speech alone. So the shabdaha, abhivyangyaha shabdaha. The sound, the meaningful sound brought to light by that organ of speech alone is said to be vak. Or padam, vak iti uchyate. The meaningful sound brought to light, the organ of speech is known as, said to be padam or vak. The two words, padam is a neutral gender word, vak is a feminine gender word. Vak means organ of, vag indriyam is organ of speech and vak is speech. Vak means word, padam also means word. And what is padam? What is the word? The meaningful sound brought to light with organ of speech is a word. He said, be word. And having said that, he presents a beautiful quote from Aitreya Upanishad. Upanishad also, other Upanishad also says the same fact. Akaro vai sarvavak. Akaraha vai sarvavak. See, all the words, any number of words, all the words which constitute sentences, which convey all ideas and all the message, all information, those words are within Om. And the first sound of the Om is what? Akaraha. Therefore, Akara, the vowel A, Akara, is there in all the words. Akaro vai sarvavak. So the Aitreya Upanishad statement says, the sound A is what now? Is all speech, all the words. Which words here? Saisha sparshantas toshmabihi vyajyamana bahvi nana rupa bhavati. Akara is all speech in all words, and sa yesha, that is, the speech is what now? That walk is sparsha antastha ushmabihi. I want to tell you, sparshaha. Sparshaha means all the consonants. The compound words are sparsha antastha ushmabihi vyanjamanaha bahvi nana rupa bhavati. The speech is, we can say word is of many and varied forms. So speech, the word is of bahvi rupa, means what? Many forms. Word is of many forms. And nana rupa, it is of varied forms. Many and varied forms, and which is vyanjyamana abhivyanjyamana. Vyanjyamana abhivyanjyamana means being manifested, being brought to light, being expressed. The word which is being expressed, which is expressed, manifested, brought to light, is of many and varied form, and manifested through what? He says, ஸ்பர்ஷ அந்தஸ்த உஷ்மபிஹி. ஸ்பர்ஷாஹா மீன்ஸ் ஆல் கான்சனன்ஸ். யூ கேன் சே ஸ்பர்ஷாஹா ஆல் கான்சனன்ஸ் வர் நோ. கேன் சே க க கா டு காத் காதயஹ மந்தஹ க ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அண்டில் தி க க க க ங ச ச ஜ ஜ ஞ ட ட ட ட ன த த த த ன ப ஃ ப ப ம க டு ம ஆல் சவுண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஸ்பர்ஷாஹ. தென் அந்தஸ்தாஹ, அந்தஸ்தாஹ செமி வவல்ஸ், அந்தஸ்தாஹ செமி வவல்ஸ் யூ கேன் சே. தென் ஊஷ்மானஹ சிபிலன்ஸ். சோ வாட் ஆர் திஸ் யாரா லாவா, யாரா லாவா ஆர் அந்தஸ்தாஹ. ஷ ஷ ச ஹ தேர்ஸ் டு பி ஊஷ்மானஹ சிபிலன்ஸ். ஆக்சுவலி ஹா வி டோன்ட் டேக் இட். ஆக்சுவலி ஷ ஷ ச ஆர் சிபிலன்ஸ். ஊஷ்மானஹ யாரா லாவா செமி வவல்ஸ், கான்சனன்ஸ் பட் செமி வவல்ஸ். அந்தஸ்தாஹ தென் ஸ்பர்ஷாஹ ஆர் ப்ராப்பர் கான்சனன்ஸ். சோ ஆல் ஆஃப் தம், ஆல் தி சவுண்ட்ஸ், வித் ஆல் தி சவுண்ட்ஸ் தி கான்சனன்ஸ் கேனாட் பி ப்ரொனவுன்ஸ் செப்பரேட்லி. ஆல்வேஸ் தே ஹேவ் டு கோ வித் தி வவல்ஸ் ஒன்லி. தட் இஸ் வை அகாரோ வை சர்வா வாக் சா ஏஷா ஸ்பர்ஷ அந்தஸ்த ஊஷ்மபிஹி வெஞ்சமானா பஹ்வீ நானாரூபா பவதி. ஒன் வவல் அகாரா, ஓகே, விச் அலோன் இஸ் நேம் ஆஃப் ஆல் அதர் வவல்ஸ் ஆல்ஸ், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி வவல்ஸ். அண்ட் திஸ் வவல் ஸ்பர்ஷ அந்தஸ்த ஊஷ்மபிஹி வெஞ்சமானா அண்ட் பீங் ப்ராட் டு லைட் ரிவீல்டு த்ரூ ஆல் தீஸ் consonants, semivowels and sibilants becomes is of becomes many and varied forms. Because you can't say k t t put, you have to add a vowel sound, and especially a being the first sound, one sound alone, one sound is of varied and many forms being revealed, expressed through all these consonants, semivowels and sibilants. Having said that, you're talking about the other words. Mitam amitam swaraha satyandrute yeshaha vikaraha. All four Vedas he brought in this one line. Mitam amitam swaraha satyandrite yeshaha vikaraha yasyaha taya vacha padatvena parichinnaya karana gunavatya anabhyujitam. Again he further only defines, explain what is the karana indriyam, what is the speech. It says mitam, in one is one line, mitam amitam swaraha satyandrite yeshaha yasyaha vikaraha. So he says, he talks about all this. What are these? All these are vikaraha. Yeshaha vikaraha means they're all modification, the modified form of this one. Okay. Satyam cha andrutam cha satyandrite. Satyam cha andrutam cha satyandrite. So mitam stands for all the mantras, the statements of the Rigveda, Rigvedic statements, Rigveda mantras are actually, mitam means measured. Because in poetry, Rigveda mantras are constituted of the letters, stipulated letters, measured numbers. So the Mitam stands for Rigveda mantras. So Rigveda mantras consisting of words having sounds which are measured. Then, because poetry, because mantras in poetic form, then we talk about the Amitam. So if the mantras which are in prose form, there the words consist of sounds which are not measured, which are not stipulated. So though which the mantras of which Veda, then Yajurveda. So Amitam talks about the mantras of Yajurveda in prose form. Therefore, the letters which constitute the words are not, the sounds are not measured. So, not stipulated. Therefore, Amitam, Mitam, Amitam. Then, the mantras in Samaveda are set to tunes for Swaraha. The mantras constituted of words measured and stipulated in Rigveda. The mantras consisting of words of Yajurveda, which are not measured because they're in prose form, and mantras consisting of words which are set to tunes in Samaveda, Swaraha. They're all Satyandrite Yeshaha Vikaraha. So all these mantras set to tunes, not set to tunes, and then measured, stipulated with the letter, the number of letters which are not limited. All these are nothing but what now? Modifications of Satyandrite. Satyam, Satyandrite with truth and untruth. Truth and untruth means Satyam and Mithya. Okay. All are Yasyaha, they're all brought to light, revealed by this organ of speech. Taya vacha padatvena parichinnataya. How are they brought out, revealed? They're revealed here in the form of words only. In the form of a word. So, vacha padatvena parichinnaya karana gunavatya. So they're all revealed, brought to light in the form of word by this organ, the organ of speech. Which is limited. So, parichinnaya karana gunavatya. But by such an organ of speech, which is limited, this Brahman is anabhyuditam. Brahman is not revealed. Brahman is not uttered. It cannot be revealed by such a speech, by such organ of speech. Anabhyuktam means what? Aprakashitam, anabhyuktam, anabhyuditam, anabhyuktam means the same. So, abhivadati, what the participle? Abhyuktam, abhyuditam. But everything is abhyuditam by organ of speech. But Brahman is anabhyuditam, anabhyuktam, means aprakashitam. So, word does not reveal, brings to light Brahman. Why? Because it is Brahman, because of the blessing of Brahman alone, the organ of speech functions and it reveals, utters the words. So, what he means in this sentence is, all the mantras of all the four Vedas, what are they? It's a treasures of knowledge. Veda Shastram is a treasures of knowledge. So all the knowledge are contained in the words, the statements of mantras of the Vedas. And those Vedas, doesn't matter whether the Vedas consisting of sentences formed of words which are formed of sounds, but in some the mantras are in poetry form where the sounds are measured and used there. In some the mantras in prose form, there the one does not need to really the words need the, because they're not set to metrical order means, so the words need not be measured. So amitam in the prose man, in Yajurveda consisting of prose mantras in prose form, letter sounds are not measured. So in Rigveda, mantras are in poetic, set to metrical order. Therefore, there the sounds are measured. Of course, in Samaveda, mantras are set to tunes. And they all what now? They're all modifications. They're all products only. All sounds. Yasyaha vikaraha. The one word alone, the one sound alone, no, one sound modified alone is in the form of all the sounds. One sound modified is from all sounds. And all sounds are in the form of alphabetical letters. And those letters are in the form of words. And the words constitute, say, statements of mantras. And in the form of Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, etc. So that great, that is, it is the greatness of the vak, the organ of speech. But still, it is limited, okay? But still word is limited. Parichinnaya vacha karna gunavatya. Karna gunavati vak means what? Speech which is uttered by the specific organ of speech. The word which uttered by a specific organ of speech. Okay? And which is capable of revealing its respective object alone by such a speech. Brahman is not revealable. Brahman cannot be revealed. That is what is the meaning of this sentence here. Karana gunavati means the vak which is of this quality, which is revealed through this. The organ of speech also is of this quality. And the speech is all, which is revealed to the organ of speech also is of this quality, of this capability. But still, by such word, by such organ of speech, by word, Brahman is not revealable. Okay. Yena Brahmana vivakshite arthe sakaranavag abhyudyate. Vivakshite arthe sakarana vag abhyudyate. So the speech, okay, becomes revealed, becomes uttered only because of the grace of that Brahman. It's only because of Brahman the word is revealed, okay, conveying the intended meaning, specific meaning. So Chaitanya Jyotisha Prakashyate. Chaitanya Jyotisha Prakashyate. Prayujyate. Iti Yetad. What it said is, this organ of speech itself functions because of the blessing of this light of consciousness, effulgence of consciousness. That is how the word also becomes uttered. ஏற்றது. திஸ் வாட் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் எஸ் வாட் வாச்சோகவாக் இது யுக்தம். தட் இஸ் வை இட் வாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி மென்ஷன்ட் எஸ் வாட் வாச்சோகவாக் இது யுக்தம். பிரம்மன் வாஸ் ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் ஆஸ் த ஸ்பீச் ஆஃப் த ஸ்பீச் பிகாஸ் இட்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிரம்மன் பிகாஸ் தி பிளஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் in terms of the effulgence of consciousness alone, Arjuna speech functions. That's how the speech becomes, the word becomes uttered. And he mentioned it with a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Vadan vak yo vachamantaro yamayati ityadi வாஜசனேயக்கே. சோ வாஜசனேயக்க வாஜசனேயகோபனிஷத், வாஜசனேயகம் இஸ் அனதர் நேம் ஆஃப் தி பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத். சோ இட்டி வாஜசனேயக்கே மீன்ஸ் இன் தி பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ தீஸ் ஆர் தி மந்த்ராஸ், ரிலட் மந்த்ராஸ் பிரசன்டெட். வாட் ஆர் தே? இஸ் இஸ் வதன் வாக் வதன் வாக் வதன் வாக் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த ஸ்பீக்கிங், த ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச் விச் இஸ் ஸ்பீக்கிங். வதத் தட்ஸ் மீன் கே வதந்தி வாக் இட் மஸ்ட் பி பிகாஸ் காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட். வதன் வாக் மீன்ஸ் ஆர்கன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச் is speaking the functions because of that Brahman. That's what, in the context, it is what is meant there. Between it is the consciousness implied by the term Brahman, which alone makes the organ of speech function and makes it utter a word. யஹ வாச்சம் அந்தரஹ யமயதி யோ வாச்சமந்தரோ யமயதி யோ வாச்சமந்தரோ யமயதி. வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன் ஹியர்? சோ தட் பிரம்மன் அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி ஆத்மா, ஓகே, அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் எசன்ஸ், ஓகே, கண்ட்ரோல்ஸ் and activates the organ of speech. Vacham antaraha yamayati yaha. That Atma obtaining as the innermost essence, that Atma which obtaining as innermost essence controls and activates the organ of speech is Brahma. This is the meaning of the next sentence. Yaha Atma antaraha stitva antaraha vacham yamayati. Oh, what is that? That which, that atma, because yaha is pullinga shabda, therefore yaha implies atma. That atma which alone obtaining as the innermost essence activates, controls the organ of speech is Brahma. So all these are everywhere, this connection between the organ of speech and Brahman is mentioned. But for the blessing of Brahman, but for the mere existence of Brahman, no organ can function, especially here, organ of speech. Why it has to be mentioned so many times? Because understand what is organ of speech and how any sound, a meaningful sound, an alphabetical letter or word or a sentence which conveys all, through which you convey all the ideas are expressed, those words are at the mercy of the mere existence of Brahman. Such Brahman can never be something which can be described or revealed by the word. That is why word for us is Saraswati, Vagdevi. That's why we bow to the word as Saraswati. Ya vak Purusheshu, I tell you, the only culture, Vedic culture, we understand the greatness of word. Vak means, vak is the means of expression of knowledge. Because any knowledge has to be expressed through the speech. And that means the speech can be expressed, the words can be expressed, only the organ of speech functions. And it is at the mercy of the light of consciousness. That's why for us word is also what? Divine. And that's why any information is Saraswati for us. Yavak Purusheshu Sa Ghosheshu Pratishthita Kaschit Tam Veda Brahmanaha. Yavak Purusheshu Sa Ghosheshu Pratishthita Kaschit Tam Veda Brahmanaha. Iti Prashnam Utpadya Prativachanam Uktam. Sa Vak Yaya Swapne Bhashite Iti. So, there is another Upanishadic statement. And this statement reveals Ya Vak Purusheshu. Purusheshu ya vak asti. That speech, the unique speech found only in the human beings. The unique communication in the form of speech is found only on the part of human beings. So, Yavak Purusheshu Sa Ghosheshu Pratishthita. Kaschit Tam Veda Brahmanaha. Ghosheshu Pratishthita. Ghoshaha again means sound. Ghoshaha. Ghoshaha means noise also. But here meaningful noise, meaningful sound is what? Ghoshaha. So, Ya Vak Purusheshu Sa Ghosheshu Pratishthita. Pratishthita means it is made rooted, established. So, that speech found on the part of human beings is well established in the sound. Kaschit Tam Veda Brahmanaha. Kaschit Brahmanaha Tam Veda. So, it's like a question is asked. Is there any Brahmana? Is any Brahmana who knows that? Kaschit Brahmanaha Tam Veda is actually the question. That walk, that speech it obtains in all the human beings is established in the sound. Is there any Brahmana who knows that sound? Iti Prashnam Utpadya. Having raised such a question, then Pratyavachanam Uktam. The answer also was given. Sa Vak Yaya Swapne Bhashate. What is revealed by this sentence? I'll explain to you again. So I'm first telling you the meaning of this quote. So there's a question is raised. Prashnam Utpaditam. Prashnam Utpadya. Having raised the question, the answer also was given. Prativachanam Uktam. What was the question raised? In some Upanishad. Kaschid Brahmanaha Veda. Is there any Brahmana Who knows this? Who knows what? Ya vak purusheshu sa ghosheshu pratishthita. That speech. Here vak means here the power, the organ of speech, vagindriyam. That subtle power of speech, the organ of speech, through which the unique communications are possible, found in the human being. That is, and which is established in the sound. Because of Brahman. Because Brahman is implied there. So that organ of speech found in human beings is established in sound because of the blessing of Brahman. Is there any Brahmana who knows this? Having raised his question, answer was given. Sa vak yaya swapne bhashite. So even in dream, swapne api yaya sa vak yaya swapne bhashite. In speech, in dream also you speak. So in dream conversations, in dream transactions, the dream speech is happening. In dream also speech is happening. So that because of which yaya swapne bhashate savak, that by which one speaks in dream, that speech, that organ of speech is Brahman. Yaya swapne bhashite sa bhashite sa vak. That organ of speech by which even in dream one speaks, that is actually that organ of speech absolutely is Brahman. So in all these mantras, what is conveyed is, it is the mere existence of abstract, formless reality consciousness. Whose mere presence, everything, especially the subtle power which serves as the organ of speech, functions. Because of which alone, the word becomes expressed. Therefore, that Brahman cannot be revealed by word. Sahi vaktuhu vaktihi. I tell you, simply by reading Bhagavad-pada's bhashyam, you will know all important mantras of the Upanishads. I studied the whole Upanishad. This is one advantage of studying the bhashyam. Sahi vaktuhu vaktihi. Nitya vak. Vaktuhu vaktihi nitya vak. Chaitanya jyotihi. Chaitanya jyoti swarupa. Nahi vaktuhu vaktehe viprilopaha vidyate. It's a very popular quote. I tell you, everywhere you'll come across this quote. Sahi vaktuhu vaktihi nitya vak chaitanya jyoti swarupa nahi vaktuhu vaktehe viprilopaha vidyate iti shrutehe. All important mantras of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we are able to read here itself. See, vaktuhu. Vakta shabda. Rikarantaha pullingaha vaktru shabdaha. So vaktuhu is a positive case of vakta. Vaktuhu vaktihi. நித்யா வாக் சைத்தன்ய ஜோதி ஸ்வரூபா. What he says is, Vaktihi, the capability of the speaker, the capability of the organ of speech of the speaker. Vaktuhu vaktihi, the capability of the organ of speech of the speaker is Chaitanya Jyotiswar Nitya Vak. Chaitanya Jyotiswarupa Nitya Vak is of the nature of, essentially, is of the truth of the light of consciousness. Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa. So Chaitanya Jyotihi is the Swarupam of the Vak. The truth or the essential nature of the organ of speech . So the organ of speech has consciousness as its truth. That is how organ of speech exists and becomes capable of functioning as organ of speech. So he says, Vaktuhu Vaktihi Nitya Vak Chaitanya Jyoti Swarupa. So the capability which makes the organ of speech of the speaker speak is the light of consciousness. Nahi vaktuhu vaktehe viprilopaha vidyate. Vaktihi means the capability of the organ of speech. Vaktuhu vaktehe viprilopaha na vidyate. Viprilopaha means what? The absence. The capability of the organ of speech of the speaker is never absent. Means there's never absence of the capability of the organ of speech of the speaker. What does it mean? The organ of speech sometimes functions, sometimes it is not there. If you fall asleep, organ of speech is as good as non-existent. The speech is as good as non-existent. But that which contributes for the capability of the organ of speech is always there. That is Chaitanya Jyotihi. That is why it said, Vaktehe, Vaktuhu, Vaktehe, Viprilopaha na vidyate. There's never a time absence of that Brahman, which contributes, whose mere presence contributes for the capability of the organ of speech of the speaker. Iti shrutehe. Therefore it's a nitya vak. So through this quote, what Prankar Bhagavatpada wants us to understand is this consciousness Brahman is timelessly there, always there. And which is endlessly there. It is timeless, eternal. And because of which alone, so the organ of speech functions. this actual absolute speak, the power of speaking is what? Brahman. Relative organ of speech. Absolutely, organ of speech is Brahman, which makes the organ of speech function. So the capability of the organ of speech is Brahman, that is always there. Vaktuhu vaktehe, vaktuhu vaktihi nityavak, the everlasting, timeless, absolute speaking power of the organ of speech of the speaker is light of consciousness, is of the nature of light of consciousness. And that there's never a time it comes to an end. Vaktuhu vaktehe vipralopaha navidyate. So the vaktihi is actually the capability of the organ of speech is what? Enabled by the consciousness. That never comes to an end. Tadeva atmasvarupam brahma. Tadeva brahma atmasvarupam. So may you understand that Brahman to be one's own nature. How is it? Niratishayam. Niratishayam. Limitless. Tadeva atmasvarupam brahma niratishayam bhumakyam. Bhumakyam brihatvat brahma iti vidhi vijanihi tvam. See the word bhuma. Bhuman. I told you many times this before. Remember that? Bhuman is pullinga shabdaha. Brahman is apusakalinga shabdaha. Bhuman and Brahman are synonyms. Brahman also means that which is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. So Bhuman also means the same reality which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness is implied by another masculine gender word, Bhuman. So, Niratishayam Bhumakyam. May you understand that absolute reality Brahman, which is of the nature of limitlessness, and which is also known by another expression, which is known as Bhuman. Bhuma Akhyam, which is known as Bhuma. May understand that Brahman, which is the nature of limitlessness, which is also known by another expression, Bhuma. Why it is called Bhuma? Brihatvat Brahma. Because of its incomparable bigness. Because of its incomparable bigness, it is also known by another expression, Bhuma. May you understand that Brahman being your own nature. Atmasvarupam. Tadeva Atmasvarupam. We understand that Brahman to be of the nature of the self and which is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude, because of its incomparable bigness, the same Brahman is also known as Bhuma. Is it clear? Okay. Here he tells two things. Brihatvat Brahma. So may understand that Atmasvarupam to be Brahman and which is said to be Brahman because of its incomparable bigness. And Niratishayam, because of its nature of, because of the nature, and it is of the nature of limitlessness. It is also known as Bhuma. Brahma iti vidhi vijanihi tvam. That we understand that Brahman being the nature of the self. Which Brahman? Brahman which is of the nature of incomparable bigness, which is also limitless in nature, Niratishayam. Therefore, which is known as Bhuma. See, today we have seen mostly of the many quotes from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. With quoting all these, again, this all, the class itself becomes mananam for us. How reality, the abstract reality is of the nature of consciousness. The consciousness is the essential nature of every individual. It is the blessed presence of the consciousness alone, subtle aspects function. And specifically here, organ of speech is taken. Why we cannot explain, describe, expound the reality, making use of words. So reality can never be explained or described or expounded with words. Isn't it? So though the whole, we are understanding organ of speech itself. What is word, uttered word, speech? And what is the organ of speech, vak? Vak means vagindriyam. Vak means also spoken word. I think in phonetics class, I had taught many years ago. Doesn't matter. Still, I'll send you with the relevant Panini's sutrams. I'll send you very simple ones. Okay. I'll send you the notes. See you tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.